This is HNN.
Good evening. This is HNN, the Holotable News Network. It's your not even remotely close to around the clock Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes news, reaction, review, theory crafting, and more source. I'm Pico Burrito, your host, and today we are joined by our wonderful co-host, Celiac Sarah. Sarah, how are you doing today?
I'm okay. A little sick.
How a little are sick, a little under the weather.
Yeah.
So I'm doing well, although I have to admit something. This is actually something that my wife brought up today. So my family lives and dies off of our shared calendar.
Okay.
Like if it's not on the calendar, it doesn't happen.
That's so, my brother quoted that to me over the holidays.
It's the only way that we can manage things. Like, you know, my son has a 13-hour wrestling tournament on Saturday. My daughter has an 8-hour jump roping competition in there in two different cities. Like if we don't have these things, we can't figure them out. But my wife wanted me to make sure that you knew that every 2 weeks I put on the calendar, Dad is poop casting tonight. So that's what I refer to it in my family. So yes, we are live on the poop cast tonight.
The poop cast. I love it. That's fantastic. You know what? I'm just happy we make the calendar.
Honestly, it has to be on the calendar because there are times that I have to manage my work schedule around. It's like, no, I can't travel on Wednesday night. I need to be home to actually do HNN to make that happen. So it's got to be there. Otherwise, I get really confused. So
yeah, I saw my brother's calendar over the holidays, and it was it's like his entire day is blocked out. Like,
yeah.
And I looked at it at a glance for like the month, and I was like, that is obscene. I get anxious when I have like three things in a week. I'm like, oh, my calendar is so full.
It is. I am so grateful for both of my kids' coaches. They use, and I'm drawing a blank on the name of the app, but they both use this same app called TeamSnap for scheduling everything. And there's a subscription calendar in there. So they put all the practices in, they put all in the games and everything, and you just subscribe to the calendar and it just comes right in, and then you just know when things are.
Oh, that's amazing.
Now, of course, there are still parents that are posting, what time's the game on Tuesday? What's the uniform? It's in the app. It's in the link. Look at the calendar. But yeah. Calendars, I can't live without them. But
no.
We are not here to talk about calendars. We have news.
We do. They're back from vacation.
They're back.
It's that time in the calendar.
It's that time of the calendar that everyone's calendar said, get back to work. So we've got a couple of updates today. We got a new kit. We've got some Datacrons. Man, these Datacrons seem fast because of the Wednesday end of Conquest.
They do. That threw me off for so long. I was like, it was the weekend and I was panicking. And then I was like, I still have like 4 days. We're good.
Yeah. But, yeah. People on earlier in the week were like, well, we're gonna get new Datacrons. I'm like, no, we're not. It's another week away. And I'm like, oh no. It's that we're on a short week for that to get there. So
yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So where do we want to jump in today?
Do we want to just look at the Datacrons real quick?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we'll just touch on it. I haven't looked at it vastly. All I know is there's a bow Datacron and there's deflection, apparently.
So, well, and I think the heartburn probably in a couple pieces. So on the stats, well, we've got crit avoidance, crit damage, deflection chance,
right,
which is dodge for special damage. Let's call it what it is.
Yep.
And then potency and tenacity.
Right.
So they posted it originally and it said accuracy.
Right.
But it was supposed to be potency. I guess the only positive is you're not going to be able to get more than about 100% deflection chance.
Okay.
And you're going to have to roll a lot to get it done, because the highest that one of the deflection chance stats can roll is 20 or 25%.
Right.
So it's not like we're looking at cases of you're going to get 50% off of one of the stats. If you really want to get 100% deflection chance, you are giving yourself a 1 in 6 chance on each one of those, which means, man, spend all the crystals you want. More power to
And
you.
I also feel like it's got to be worse than 1 in 6 realistically,
Yes. Yeah.
because
Because it's probably weighted.
right, like
Yeah.
and you've got like a random percentage that's gonna roll,
Yep.
man.
So on the light side, dark side, again, folks, take a look through them. I think the first kind of pass through, I think the only one that's probably going to be the most interesting is the first time either light side or dark side reaches 90, 70, 50% health, inflict doubt on a random enemy that doesn't have it for 2 turns and it can't be dispelled or prevented. So, and that is on both the light side and the dark side datacrons. So that can be essentially anybody, depending on however you kind of want to make that look. That
That's gonna
seems
be
kind of
fun.
nasty.
Yeah. I mean, the dark side, light side looks pretty straightforward. Crit
Yeah.
chance stacking's kind of weird, but
Yeah.
I mean, okay.
Do you really need more than about 110% at any point in the game at any point in time? So, yeah, it feels like everything else is really just kind of there for you to try and farm probably that doubt datacron
Yeah.
because doubt is such a debilitating effect. So,
Everyone's going to be going for that one.
yep. Factions, Mandalorians, Rebel Fighters, and Empire,
Rebel
or
Fighter is kind of
yeah.
the oddball.
So, and I think someone said on our Discord server earlier today, hey folks, quit sleeping on Sana and quit sleeping on Saw because
Right.
this would fall into their categories from that side. So, I was more surprised to see Empire
Okay.
because it feels like every other Datacron set we get Empire.
I feel like it feels that way, but there's just so many Empire characters with
Yeah.
other tags that you're like, oh, I can just stick it on this team and it works.
I guess you're right because we didn't get Empire, the set that's expiring. That was Troopers, which
Right.
is Empire, but it's just a subcategory from that side. So, yeah, but I guess they're still going to be good for a while. And I guess this somewhat makes sense because we got Mandalorian, so that's Dark Trooper Moff Gideon. It, kind of falls under that as well.
Right.
And so then that gets to characters, and I think that's where people are the most interested in. There's some interesting stuff. Bo-Katan, Murderer of Worlds,
Right.
is in there. Have you seen anything about this Datacron?
No, I'm looking at it
Yeah.
right now.
So I'll give it a quick read for folks that haven't looked at it yet. So if all allies are light side Mandalorian, at the start of battle, Bo-Katan Mandalore takes a bonus turn, which can't be prevented. And a random non-galactic legend at enemy loses 100% protection. Whenever Bo-Katan Mandalore uses her basic ability on her turn, if that target is not a galactic legend and has no protection, they are instantly defeated. Whenever an enemy is defeated, Bo-Katan Mandalore takes a bonus turn, which can't be prevented. So,
Okay.
there's some interesting chaos with this.
Yes.
So the starting point to this is Bo-Katan destroys Lord Vader. All right, so the new Bo-Katan beats every possible comp under the sun of Lord Vader without any of her Omicrons and has not had a Datacron. It's
Okay.
a quirk in her kit compared to Lord Vader's is that she gets stacks of the ancestral armor, which gives more true damage to her team for every debuff that you receive, lose, or resist.
Right.
But Lord Vader starts off by putting 6 stacks of damage over time on everyone, and it expires in 1 turn. So she picks up like today. So I used her today in Grand Arena, and they pick it up faster, but I had 98 stacks of 100 by the time she got her first turn with Lord Vader.
Which is ridiculous.
So, yeah.
You're basically maxing her out.
So it won't happen that fast with other teams, but What becomes interesting with this is Lord Vader takes all of his allies, takes their protection, and turns it into health.
Right.
So no one on that team has protection.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
So she gets her bonus turn, basic,
Yeah.
takes a turn, basic,
Yep.
takes a turn, basic. Wipes out everybody, and then it's just Bo and Lord Vader.
Right.
So there's already videos floating around from the test server of some folks that have kind of that still have access to the test server playing that they're beating Lord Vader comps with Bo-Katan and Grogu.
And that's it.
And that's it.
Oh my goodness. So I completely forgot that he removed their protection. And then, because I'm reading this and I'm like, so if she takes another bonus turn, does that trigger the losing 100%, or is that only on the first turn thing? But it doesn't matter
It
because they
doesn't
don't
matter.
have it. Wow. That's going to be ridiculous. So we're not going to see Lord Vader on defense
Exactly.
if you
It
have Bo.
yeah, it's the same thing with everyone got really excited that the Afrikaan came back and then no one set Jabba on defense
Right.
for an entire, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But
Wow.
again, I like it just because I think that there's some other Datacrons that are on there, and I haven't kind of gone through all of them. The Paz Vizsla, whenever an ally uses an ability on their turn, assist, dealing 50% more damage. Like that becomes really interesting because now you can put him with Darth Maul, or not, sorry,
Oh,
not Darth Maul, but Maul Mandalore. And ISC and Gar, and all of a sudden that starts doing a lot of really cool damage from that side. So I think we're going to find ways to use maybe some of the other Mandalorian Datacrons if you want to use them, because for folks, I should say for folks that have Bo, because I think she's just going to kind of duo some stuff or from that standpoint. So some flexibility.
the BAM one, we've had this one before, I'm pretty sure.
Is that the, I thought that was the one that he goes into his stance and he just does like massive damage if he can get it, if he can get it off.
And you can't defeat them.
Okay.
I feel like I don't remember if it's this exact one. I know that we had one where if when he went into Whistling Birds, he couldn't be defeated. And this one says he's also immune to fear, stun, and turn meter reduction, which I don't know if that was part of it before. I
Yeah.
honestly can't remember. But I do remember having the one where you couldn't defeat him because I remember having to look for it because I always just like
Yeah.
go whenever I see BAM on defense. I'm like, okay, once you go into Whistling Birds, I'll just kill you. Like, that's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Which obviously is not going to be a thing now.
And if I remember when that came out the last time, the race was to get him dead before he got into it the first time. Because if he got into it, I think bad things, like it almost was the you have to use Jedi Knight Revan against him
Yeah.
to mark him, and because you just kind of stick some taunts in his way to get around that. So,
Right.
but yeah, the Mandalorian 15% turn meter when other allies use special abilities on their turns. I actually hate that one
Oh, yeah.
because I still use a clocked Bossk team
Me too.
against him. And if he's going to get 15% turn meter whenever another ally uses a special ability, the clock's broken.
Oh, that's a good point. You're
So
just ruining
I know,
the math.
which I'd love to dig into it. I think I saw somebody on our Discord talk about that they were using an Aura team, Aura Sing team to beat Gas today.
Oh.
And I'd love to know how that happens.
Yeah, that would be
So
interesting.
yeah. So yeah. The rebel fighters are the dumpster rebel fighters.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't think there's anyone on here that I'm like, oh yeah, I use them.
Yeah.
No. Jin, I guess, on an ad rad team.
Yeah, I guess and that's a ton of damage on hers as well. Critically hits an enemy. I guess that would be where you'd want your stacking critical hit.
Yay, that's where you
Basically.
want it. Your crit chance. Yeah, because I don't think anyone's going to use the other ones.
And with that one, because she's got, she can get turns on that AE pretty quickly, and each one of those should count from that side. The Chirrut one probably gets stuck on a Saw team for folks that are starting to use them. I think that's probably, again, what the intention of that is. It's what allied leader, rebel fighter, when it gains a stack of heal over time, Chirrut and Baze gain 10% offense stacking until the end of battle. Chirrut also gains 5% turn meter. Whenever he uses a basic ability, Baze is called to assist. And under Saw, I think they get double the heal over time abilities, if I remember correctly.
I
I
think
could
so.
be, yeah, there's some weird mechanics there. So yeah, Biggs, whenever an ally attacks out of turn, they get 25% turn meter. That's probably pretty cool under Mon Mothma if you got a place to use her. And then we get into kind of the one that I think everyone was expecting to see is we've got a Dark Trooper Moff Gideon. At the start of battle, whenever Dark Trooper Moff Gideon uses a special ability, if the allied slot is available and there is no allied Dark Trooper summon, or there is no allied Dark Trooper, summon a Dark Trooper. Otherwise, the summon allied Dark Trooper gains a stack of Dark Trooper squad.
I'm following.
So you're going the opposite way of kind of the way that works. And then whenever an ally uses a special ability, all Moff Gideons gain a stack of insight. Imperial Remnant allies have 15% defense and offense for each stack of insight on Moff Gideons.
It's kind of like a level 9 Datacron for both Gideons in a way, which is pretty cool.
But that is cool that they found a way to kind of slide in the Dark Trooper onto that team as well. So yeah, should be fun. I think the other big one that people have been talking about a little bit is the Shore Trooper. Whenever damage is dealt to him, reflect 20% back at onto the attacker is true damage, and it can't be evaded. Damage can't defeat
Ooh.
enemies. So
And he's a pre
he's a
taunt.
pre-taunt. Yeah, it would work great on Lord Vader if you're ever going to see Lord Vader on defense again, but
Yeah, not anymore. So these, I guess we'll start next week for
yes.
Conquest.
In fact, I bet they'll start showing up in the store on Friday. So the aggressive folks will go after from that side. I don't know. I think I'm really interested in the Moff Gideon one because I just think, the six-man team and kind of seeing how that runs will be cool. The Bo-Katan one will be interesting, but yeah, we'll see. I'm skeptical of the deflection chance.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. I hate re-rolling stats, so I probably just won't do it and we'll
I
figure out
know,
how
I
it
hate it
goes.
too. I think the only time I re-rolled recently for stats specifically, not like level 3, 6, or 9, was the defense to build like a high
Okay.
defense cron.
Yeah.
And sorry, we've got Jasper's just rocking away and he's making his bouncer thing move like crazy. I don't like chasing stats because I feel like it's such a gamble. It just makes me mad. So we'll see.
I just want to build up Datacrons, have a nice big stack and selection of them, and then I get into my first JC match and I'm like, oh, I hope I put protection on one of my Datacrons so I can give it the Jedi Master Luke to make him do more damage.
Right? I know. I did that one season where I was like, okay, I need a protection cron. And I like went to go look and I was like, oh. 7%. Okay.
Well, I
That's
didn't
going to
do
make an
that very good.
impact. All right. So that's Datacrons.
That's Datacrons.
Goody.
Let's talk about the update next, because I think that's the there is some things that kind of go hand in hand with that. We got an update today. Probably the most important news that was not in the actual update. It kind of came as a surprise to everyone. But speaking of Bo-Katan, she is coming back on the 21st.
Which is the exact same day, like the 21st of December is when her event first dropped.
Interesting. Okay. So that was a surprise for folks.
I know a month is interesting.
And I have not seen a comment from Meathead about what I imagine is being asked 37 times on the event server today, is this now a monthly event?
Right. Well, the only thing I can think of is, so obviously, like the December characters before were straight to Journey Guide, and then you had Grand Inquisitor and Jedi Cal that were your legendary unlocks that followed a different cadence. They said that she is Epic Confrontation. So I'm curious if that makes, if their idea for Epic Confrontation now is maybe we'll make it monthly.
I don't know.
It's really interesting to me that it's the same day, that it's the 21st. And like the 21st is a Sunday. Like that's just so random.
They never do events like the it's either the weekend events that are always that way, or it's not the special one-off events, I guess, never feel like they come on Sunday. It always feels like
No.
there's really nothing there. So I would like it if it did come back monthly. I think it's a fun character. I think that getting it again, I think getting legendaries in the hands of people makes a lot of sense. And I think it does kind of create them an opportunity for people to maybe go a little bit all out
Yep.
in those pieces to make sure they get it done. So
It's interesting too, because like when I found out that it was coming back, first of all, so it's not in the forum post. Like you can see it in game in the events screen that it's there. And I looked at it and it was like 3 days and 17 hours or whatever it was away. And I was like, I'm nowhere near ready for this. Like I've been quote unquote soft whaling on Beck and IG-12 from shipments, and they're not even close. Mainly because I'm trying to focus on Keller and Beck. But even still, I'm like, they're five stars. Like a Paz is not even 6 stars yet. I think I just got him 6 stars, maybe. Like it's so laughable. There's no way.
And speaking of Mr. Beck, we ran into a guild in Territory Wars that had Omni Becks, and a lot of them were like 3 and 4 stars. They were kind of nasty.
He is nasty in Territory War. Like that Omicron looks awesome.
I was surprised it worked as well on defense as it did from what we saw. I've heard people talk about it, and I just kind of figured it would get stomped around, and yeah, it was tough.
I'm surprised too because I've only seen it on offense. So I didn't really think of like how good it would be on defense, but it was surprising.
I ran into a couple 3-star Becks last week in GAC on offense, so was not in the leader spot, but and took Bad Batch against the Qui-Gon team that he was there, and because he was so low hit points, you could take him out with that AE attack that would, you'd want Hunter to kind of take the swipe, take him out, which means then you don't get characters coming back to life because the unique pulls out. So it wasn't, it did, I don't think it did what people thought it would, which is why I was surprised when we saw it on defense. Although, again, a character that can't be killed until everyone else is dead, that becomes just a giant hit point shield,
Yeah.
for Beck at that point. So
Absolutely. So he looks like he's going to be fantastic.
it's gonna be funny. I think there's gonna be a lot of people with Kelleran Beck unlocked, and then they're like trying to rapidly farm, IG-11 and Grogu to get that done, or IG-12 and Grogu, I guess, to get that done. So
Yeah,
but
absolutely. I know a few people who are their I don't want to call it like a choke point, but what's holding them back from Bo is IG-12. Like they've already finished Beck because they wanted him so quickly. Yeah, so anyway.
And speaking of, IG-12 and Grogu are now in the game,
Yes.
farmable for fleet battle on 2C hard, which will make be really great in just a minute when we talk about it.
Yes.
Interesting that it's replacing Scarif Rebel Pathfinder and Biston's U-Wing. This is the one that I thought was the most of everything CG's done over the past couple of years. This is the one that I think threw me for the biggest loop. They move Scarif Re Rebel Pathfinder to the Galactic War shipments.
That is weird.
They have said that they weren't gonna. I mean, that was. I think that goes back to, either when Crum was actively the community manager or before that, when they said, we are not going to make any more changes to those shipment stores. And they put someone there.
That is, you know what? Like I completely just skimmed over that. I didn't even
Yeah.
see that because I was like, okay, he's farmable there. I don't care about where Scarif Rebel Pathfinder goes. That is so weird.
I would love it if they moved more characters into that store.
Well, that store's kind of just like a, it's a, like it's a dead end store
Yeah.
for end game players. Like I take currency, my currency, and I just buy shards so I can go and get more shard shop currency. Like I don't see a problem with them. I would say in that store, I think I would draw the cutoff point as like older accelerated characters moving there. Like I wouldn't want to see them be like, oh, we're putting this on the node that has Tusken Warrior, so we're gonna move Warrior. Like that would just be weird. But older characters like this, I guess it's okay.
Because I mean the Rogue One characters came out like at the end of the first year, I thought.
They came out. I think I had only just started playing the game when they came out.
I did as well. So, all right. Anything that came out original release in the first and in the first year, put them in the arena store, put them in the Galaxy War shipment store and or Galactic War shipment store, and then maybe every year you add like the next year's worth of characters there. And you just use it as a massive catch-up mechanic for people that kind of want to get there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And honestly, if the next Galactic Legend is a Rogue One Galactic Legend, I really don't care that you're going to give people accelerated rates to pick up character shards in that case. Again, we need catch-up mechanics more than anything else. So,
Absolutely.
yep. Zori Bliss again will become really relevant in a second, was added as an accelerated character, not a surprise. She was kind of the January character from last year. There were a couple of bug fixes. I don't really see anything massive.
I think the biggest thing is they are, it says fixing, hopefully they mean fixed, an issue where the cap for the legend tokens was lower than intended. So the cap says it's 10,000 and it's actually 7,500 apparently, and the game would let you spend the crystals to refresh the event, the Galactic Legend event, and then
Oh,
you
it
wouldn't.
did. And there was no indicator for me when I went over it that happened. It wasn't like you got a blank screen, you didn't it wasn't you've reached the cap of this currency. It was just I checked, I was at 7,500, I ran a mission, and then I checked again and I was at 7,500.
Really?
Yes.
So it didn't
Yeah.
even say anything. It was just like,
No.
hey, you won. Good job.
Yeah,
Thank you for the crystals.
I was multitasking while I was doing it 'cause I can auto the fights. So I was trying to make I wanted to make sure that I didn't overspend crystals by going higher than what I wanted to, and then I overspent crystals because that happened. So
I know that somebody in our guild did it and they were at 7,400. So when they got the reward, it said 100. So they only got like the amount to go to 7,500, which is very interesting. Anyway, so hopefully that's fixed moving forward.
I can't tell you how much it drives me insane that the rewards are 300 crystals, but the cap is not a multiple of three.
It
It
doesn't make sense.
I hate it. I hate it. It just, yeah, 9,000 or 12,000.
I
That
know.
that's the answer.
Oh boy. I don't think there's anything else though from the update.
No.
It's pretty, like, for all intents and purposes, pretty small.
Yep, it was. And again, what you'd kind of expect for this point of the year. It should be noted before we kind of get into kind of the big announcement that kind of came along with this. Meathead said this week that we should see a, I'm going to call it a road ahead like update this month.
Okay.
So I don't know if he called it a road ahead or it was, I think it was a weird phrasing of it, but we're going to see maybe get a little bit of a direction this month as to kind of where things are going. We should expect to see that. So,
So we'll get a larger post.
yes.
Hopefully in 2 weeks.
Hopefully in 2 weeks, yes. Or, you know, I would take it Friday, but that's another side piece. So, yeah. All right. So we got a new ship.
Yeah.
The Zori Bliss's comeuppance. I think for most of us, this is probably 11 months later than when we expected to get it.
It's kind of funny because I don't know, maybe Meathead was talking about something else, but on the events server, he said that like the kit that he was waiting to post was something that we weren't going to see coming. Maybe he was being sarcastic.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell because it's text, but I was like, I saw it. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure we all thought Zori Bliss's ship was coming. But okay.
I don't know. I'm excited the ship is here, and I do like, you know, one of the big things they said that coming out with this is now every capital ship has a projected five ships that are supposed to go with it to create fleets. But you know, I guess I just this was not high on my list of whatever, especially when we look at it, because I'm just not sure what it's supposed to do at this point.
I have my question with this is, so in the data mine, we saw that there was a marquee character data mined, and we saw that there was a
Yep.
chase data mine, which obviously this is the chase. We're gonna do the chase. Is the marquee character Babu Frick?
That would be great, but you would think you would want him to be a pilot on this ship
I know you
with me,
totally
wouldn't
would
you?
want him to be a
Yeah.
pilot on the ship.
Yeah.
Anyway. So this is a chase. It starts
So it's a
Friday.
chase. Friday, fleet energy.
Right.
Because as someone pointed out, we're probably not going to ever see regular energy again until they fix that Galactic Legend farming bug. Because, well, it's great for the people that need it. And again, more power to them, but yeah, they don't want to make it things too easy.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the kit. The
Yeah.
comeuppance. Could they have come up with a name that there's just like no short version of it?
There really isn't.
Yeah.
I guess the short version is Zori's ship.
Yeah. It's Zori's ship.
Oh, man.
You know, and again, for folks that maybe don't know what the word comeuppance means, and this is incredibly relevant today, comeuppance is essentially when you somewhat get what's coming to you because you're acting out of line, or someone maybe gives you guidance on something you should do and you go in another direction, and then an aggressive action happens. Maybe you're removed from a community or a facility, and you're told that we just don't want you around anymore. So sometimes people get their comeuppance.
Right.
It's an interesting topic. I hope that never happens to you.
So we're all getting our comeuppance,
We're all getting
apparently.
our comeuppance today, some of us more than others.
Yeah.
So let's get into the kit. The basic IX-4B blaster laser cannon. Deal physical damage to target enemy if comeuppance has dramatic entrance. All resistance allies gain critical chance up, critical damage up for one turn. Target locked enemies gain dramatic entrance for one turn.
Okay.
So and dramatic entrance is the buff that Poe gets that makes him
Right.
go crazy when he would come in as a reinforcement, but then no one uses Poe as a reinforcement any longer because of the way
Yes.
that fleet works.
Correct.
So, but it
Good
is cool because you've
planning.
got a way to actually refresh that on, because the big piece with dramatic entrance with Poe is he got dramatic entrance, and if he killed a target, he got to keep it.
Yes.
Now there's actually a way to regenerate that. So, good stuff. Special one, want to come with me? Final text. Expose target enemy for 2 turns, which can't be evaded or resisted. All resistance allies gain foresight for 1 turn. If target enemy already has exposed, call all resistance allies to assist, and all resistance allies recover 25% protection. So make them a little bit more tankier. Foresight, well, and foresight is what's going to get you to your ultimate faster. So,
Yeah, exactly.
all right, unique one, spice running tactics. Comeuppance has 30% max health and max protection. Resistance allies gain 10% turn meter whenever they use a basic ability on an enemy with expose. Whenever resistance allies gain bonus turn meter while they have less than 100% turn meter, they gain protection up 20% stacking for 1 turn. So nice
Nice.
little buff there. Unique two, I think you're okay. Comeuppance has 100% counter chance. All right, so. Whenever another resistance ally with deflector shields uses a special ability, Comeuppance assists. Whenever a resistance ally attacks out of turn, they get potency up for 2 turns and inflict a target enemy with target lock for 1 turn if they don't already have it. So Comeuppance is going to assist, get potency up, land turn or target lock, and then spread back around dramatic entrance.
Yeah.
So reinforce, and I think with the kit, this is probably going to be a reinforced character is where you're going to use her.
Okay.
Enter the battle, remove dramatic entrance from all allies, then all resistance allies gain dramatic entrance for 2 turns, which can't be copied, dispelled, or prevented. All enemies are exposed for 1 turn, which can't be evaded, resisted. Reduce the cooldowns of all resistance allies with deflector shield by 1. Dramatic entrance, 25% offense. Deal bonus true damage equal to 10% of the target's max health, which can't be evaded. Gain 20% turn meter and dramatic entrance for 2 turns if the ship defeats an enemy.
That's pretty good.
So that's a pretty good buff. And I would think that you would want to bring her in as the first reinforcement to kind of spread that around and then keep that up on everybody through target locks and all that other fun stuff. So,
Yeah, exactly.
Can you imagine Rey's Millennium Falcon with 25% offense and then doing that AE that just
Oh.
yeets people into the stratosphere?
Yeah. I love doing that, by the way. Like when you go
is.
in with that
It is.
resistance fleet,
Yeah.
and it's just so fun. Just sometimes I'll even put Rey's Falcon as the reinforcement so that I can get the extra stacks. And oh man, it's just great.
I took my Profundity against the Holdo fleet today in Grand Arena, and I'm like, oh, this is going to be easy. And then it just nuked my Y-wing bomber out of the sky, and I'm like, I forgot about that.
You're like, I forgot that's a thing. It's gonna be more of a thing now. I like this though because it doesn't sound game breaking or anything like that. Like, I'm not like, oh man, resistance is gonna be so good now, but like, they're definitely gonna be stronger.
It will be interesting if she can get Holdo's ultimate 1 turn faster.
Yes.
Because then I think becomes a real consistent counter for Executor. Not that we don't have a couple of counters in that space, but again, it just gives people some flexibility, especially with I don't know, lightning bundles that you know,
Yeah.
everyone has all of those fleets now. So, nice little options there.
Yeah. And honestly, flexibility is just so good to have.
Yes.
So.
And then in giant red letters at the end,
Yeah.
with the release of Comeuppance, all faction fleets now have a minimum of 5 ships available to them. Fleet-based galactic challenges will now require 5 ships for the full faction feat. So no more burying a fleet behind the Profundity and just collecting your wins.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. There was also, and I don't, was it in Yes, this was the comment that was made in the inspiration to me that I thought was really interesting.
Okay.
The Resistance was the only fleet in the game with fewer than five ships, so this inclusion would be vital to moving forward with fleets as a system.
Yes. Okay, I was wondering where that was because I saw it somewhere. Right, it's in their inspiration, right? Yes. Which like are they fleets as a system is not
Yeah.
just galactic challenges.
It makes me wonder what their plan is.
Yeah. I know that they have talked a lot about like wanting to get more engagement with ships and
Yeah.
like kind of all this. And I don't know what you do with ships short of a ship raid to make more engagement in them. Because the other thing with ships that everyone is talking about is Fleet Arena and take crystals out of Fleet Arena. And like, first of all, where do you put them? But second of all, if you take crystals out of Fleet Arena, and you're talking about a part of your game that you want to have more engagement in. You want your players to have more engagement with fleets, but you remove crystals from Fleet Arena. I now don't care about fleets at
Yeah.
all. I have zero engagement in fleets if you take crystals out of Fleet Arena. So, what are you doing overall that's going to make me care?
So let me float an idea past you.
Okay.
Assault battles, but ships.
Ooh. Ooh. I mean, yeah. We could sim them.
Yep.
But okay, but like assault battles are so long, like it's eight waves.
Well, and
So
that is, you'd have to have a, I don't know if you could do eight waves just because I don't
no.
think that there's enough survivability on some of those.
Maybe do like three waves.
Yeah. But it would be an interesting way to, I don't know, maybe fix the R7, R8 relic, R7, or R8, R9 relic material problem by
Right.
putting those in. And then again, you've got, I mean, I think there's what, more than seven capital ships right now?
Yeah, there's 11.
And oh, geez. Okay. So,
I only know that from roasting rosters. Just to be clear.
and I wonder if you couldn't, the gate doesn't become relic levels on pilots.
Right. Man. Okay, so I would be more open to fleet assault battles than I would to, I don't know, putting more fleets into Grand Arena.
Look, I am still advocating for the next raid to be fleet based.
Yes.
But the problem with the way that fleets are constructed today, unless you again completely rebuild the abilities for that raid, fleets are so integrated, it's really difficult to pull the comeuppance out of this fleet and have her be even remotely relevant in a rebel fleet
Yeah.
or anything from that side. So
Absolutely agree.
it almost feels like, I don't want to say like the old Zerg style raid, but I wonder if it wouldn't have to be something like a Zerg style raid or something similar to that point where it, you know, just do a bunch of damage with the fleets as much as you possibly can.
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah. It's gonna be interesting either way.
If the fleets are a system, the system is broken today.
Correct. That is accurate. Okay.
So, yep.
That's the news.
That's the news.
It's not bad for first week back.
It's not bad. We got some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. Starkiller now is the only. Well, no, I guess Starkiller wasn't the surprise, a January surprise. He was a December character. So we got a ship for the last January surprise with
Yes.
Iden. We got one for Zori. We'll see what the next marquee character is.
Yeah, it will be really interesting actually if this marquee is also a pilot. N not necessarily, I mean, like a pilot right now in game, but just in general, if they are a character in the universe that is a pilot, and yeah.
Because we're expecting to see a new raid at the end of June, I think that this first marquee will probably come along with a signal for what's going to be the next kind of major thing that we're going to work towards in the game.
Right.
Because you've got to start that train now, basically by probably the mid-February at the latest.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They it's yeah, the earlier in the year that they move that up, the faster it's gotta get going, which makes me think that like we maybe shouldn't be writing off this marquee character.
Probably not. It's probably going to be something that we need. Great. Awesome. Fun.
So how hard are you going after this chase?
I will go after it pretty hard just because I don't like farming ships.
Fair.
It's the cheapest way to max out a character that there is in the game.
Yeah.
And I don't, my goal this year is not, I'm going to be a little bit more selective of when I kind of explode on characters, but to me, it just makes all the sense in the world to go after it as fast as you can. So
Yeah.
what about you?
So I have like 3,000 crystals right now. So I'm not gonna go crazy. I'm gonna do refreshes. I'll probably do the 50s and the 100s, especially since IG-12 is there. Like I might as well refresh that note a few times and speed that up. But I'm not gonna go too crazy. I didn't go overly crazy on the Marauder chase. So I ended that at 6 stars, and it didn't hurt me that I didn't have it at 7 stars. So I feel like I won't be hurting if I don't get her ship right away. Farming ships is annoying, though. I agree with you.
I want it 7 stars by the end of the event.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to do it a little differently where normally I use the packs to kind of leverage a head start. And I think I may hold on and just do the packs at the end if I need it, if I'm not where I need to be.
Right. Well, so we were talking about like the refreshing because it's on fleet. It works out that you have to do a ton of refreshes a day to get to 7. I think somebody was mathing it out and that it was going to take like 7 or 8 refreshes. You're basically going into the 400 crystal refreshes.
Well, 7 or 8, that's 7 would put you, 8 would put you at the 200 refreshes.
Okay.
Just sure. So no, actually I'm not thinking about the conversation. I think the one spreadsheet that was floating around came across as you needing to get into the 400s every day. And I think what the spreadsheet was really saying is you'll need 3 total
Across.
400 across all the days. But again, I think the other problem is this is also 2 days shorter.
Yes.
So normally they're 9, this is only 7. It's I don't need IG-12. I do need a bunch of Zinbiddle material. So for
So you can
me,
farm
it's
that.
I'll just build a stockpile of that coming up.
Yeah.
So
I know like it worked out to be slightly different because it's fleet, so you only get one thing, a bonus energy a day for it. So like that's where it's coming in. It is important though, like if you are going hard for it, you should definitely be trying to get your web store energy every day because you could get fleet there, which will be helpful. I know what I usually do for fleet chases is I figure out however many that you need. Like if it's 7 days, you figure out how many shards you need to get per day. And I do the minimum amount of refreshes. So if I'm going right away that I know I need to do all the 50s, all the 100s, all the 200s, I'll do all of that on day one and see if I hit, if I need 33 shards in a day. If I get to 35, then I'm good. I won't refresh past that, and I'll use my natural energy to carry me over. And then the next day, I figure out the math again because I will theoretically be ahead. And I was doing that. I can't remember which Fleet Chase it was. I don't, it wasn't Marauder because I didn't go very hard for Marauder, so it was before that. And it worked out perfectly. And then you're not wasting crystal refreshes and
Yeah.
finishing too early.
That's an interesting way of looking at it. And then I forgot that. So the only energy that I don't refresh right now is fleet. So I just forget where that, like how much we pile up of that, because do need to save some crystals from time to time in certain
Right.
places for things. What frustrates me about the timing of this is we're going into a conquest on Monday in the middle of this
Yes.
chase for a
Yes.
new Datacron set where
That's a good point.
crystals become really, like, it's going to be a real heavy crystal week next week.
That's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to keep myself in check with my Keller and Beck purchases.
Maybe it's time to go play some scratchers at the convenience store to offset the crystal costs this week. So,
All right.
so that's no moon. Is that our big topic? What are your thoughts there?
Ah, oh, man. I guess I think I was more surprised in general today that the bow event was coming back so soon. Like that was to me, I was like, this is weird.
They're the one thing, one of the things that drives the community crazy is inconsistencies.
Right.
Yeah, everyone kind of thought that we were going to get Bo was going to be permanently in the journey guide because that's what's happened the last three Decembers in a row, and then it didn't. So then we assumed it was going to go into the next, it was going to go to the journey guide model, which we're all familiar with, and then it comes back at the end of a month, and it's just. Yeah, it's the inconsistency is in what's next, what's the actual plan?
Well, I'm also curious too. So right now there are 918
Okay.
unlocked bows in the game. So 918 people got her first go round. I'm curious what that goes up to.
I don't think it doubles.
I don't think it doubles either. I will be surprised if it doubles.
I don't think it doubles, but I think that it's a case that we could easily see if it comes once a month. I think that we could probably see north of 6,000 by in February.
In February. I was looking at the data mine and I didn't see it, so someone can correct me if I'm wrong, but I was skimming the data mine really quick and it doesn't look like they're even bringing back packs for the event. Because I'm like, okay, IG-12 just went farmable. Kalarin's not farmable at all. Maybe you'll bring back some packs and that would encourage like because then if you're close, you could be like, oh, well, I'll just buy a pack for this one and we'll be good. I didn't see any, so I'm cu very curious. I'm also a
How
little
fun!
surprised they're not doing that.
How funny is it that all those packs actually ended on Tuesday
Right?
of this week, and then it comes back and Wednesday rolls around. They're like, "Oh yeah, she's back."
Like that's just so silly. Ah, oh, man.
I think the lack of packs probably leads me to believe that it is going to come back monthly.
Right.
Only because why worry about maximizing your investment right now, or kind of maximizing your profits right now? When it's coming back monthly, you've got people that are going to start kind of doing the chain on the soft whale and things like that. But I just think they need to let people know.
Yeah.
For me, I think the interesting piece with Bo is the massive meta shift. Like, I because she gets to roll into last calendar year, I think, well, we haven't seen it yet. I think that she will have a larger impact on the meta than what Leia will do to the meta from characters released last year.
Oh, okay.
Because there is, short of a new character coming into the game for the Empire, Lord Vader is a worthless defensive character.
Yeah,
And
you don't want him there.
yep, and the second that you can pull Lord Vader off of defense, which means you can now break Maul off of that team because Vader beats a ton of stuff as it is, you know, as a character. Maul's there more on the defensive side because it just makes him that much harder to beat. Now, when you break Maul off, that opens up things like the Gar ISC teams. It opens up a bunch of other teams that you can break out of this, which becomes really weird in a game that right now we have more teams than we know what to do with.
Yeah.
So I think that while there's a lot of people that aren't overly excited about Bo, I think just by her the nature of what she's going to do to one team, I think that's going to have a big shift on how we use a lot of characters in the game.
That's a good point. Yeah, and that shift is just, it creates such a ripple effect through the whole game. So, especially like as they keep adding things. So,
The other piece of it, there was so of the 7 GAC matches I've been in 5v5,
right.
two players did not set Lord Vader on defense, and
Okay.
I didn't use the Bo team at all.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah,
Because you were waiting.
and I didn't know what it beat in that case. Like it was one of those, like I didn't want to find out, like, oh yeah, it doesn't do well against, because it's a slow team. It's actually
Yeah.
it's not very fast. So like I got worried against Zori teams because they can get moving so quickly. So it was this interesting thing. It was like it's GL or bust right now. It's kind of the way that I look at her. So it's yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
That's an interesting point. Did you have a Bantha in the room?
Oh, is this positive or is it negative? I need to be careful with this because some very close people to us in Old Dirty Blasters listens to this show. 70,000. 70,000 was all that we were short of
I
that
know.
final box.
I know.
Just one person, like one more shot.
It was one of those things where, okay, so we did a vote in our guild in Old Dirty Blasters. We did a vote, a guild vote of whether or not we should go after the last crate in the raid for the rewards. And the majority ruled that yes, we would make the push for it, and that meant upping your raid score.
And at the time, we were about halfway between the 660 box and the last box. We were about the
Right.
midpoint when we made this decision.
Right. And like every raid, so the reason why this kept coming up, and like it kept coming up in the officer chat, we every raid we would get closer to this max box. And like not just like, oh, we're 5 million points closer. Like we would make significant jumps every single raid. And we kept having the same conversation, and I just got so fed up with it. I'm not even gonna lie. I was like, I'm tired of having this conversation in the officer chat. Like, let's just do a vote and call it, because we're just talking in circles at this point. So anyway, we decided to do it. This was our first raid since we decided to push for it. And I figured it would take us probably like two or three raids to get there. Bunch of the other officers were like, oh, it's probably gonna be like a month or six weeks or whatever, because it was a good chunk that people were gonna have to come up. We got 70K short. Like, that is insane. And
831,930,000 points.
it was a huge jump. I'm super excited about it, and I did not anticipate hitting it this raid. The part that frustrates me is, so it's twofold. One, every single person in the guild has a team that you know you could have gotten like an extra 100K out of, but you were just like, ah, it's good enough, and you settled for the score, right? So like every single person, I know I have that. I was irritated because there were people who are doing worse than what they used to be doing. And it's like, come on, like we totally could have had it. So Which, whatever, we're gonna have it next raid, which is fine. But yeah, it is one of those things. I don't know about you. I logged in and checked my account, and I checked Professor X like multiple times just to be like, do I have an attempt? Like, did I actually not use all of my teams? And yeah.
I kept looking, just like someone's they've been sitting on their seventh run and they're on seven runs, they're gonna make their eighth, and we're gonna push over. And when we made the decision, I think I reached out to you and I'm like, I expect that we were gonna pick up 55 million. I thought that we were gonna hit right about 800 million, and then we were gonna that people were gonna see that it was possible, that we would be able to get there and make the jump the following week. And I think that I think one of what surprised a lot of people was it wasn't a case that you needed to take 24 characters to relic eight. For a lot of people, it was like, I took two more characters to relic eight. That was all that I needed to do to jump my score 1 or 2 million points. And 1 or 2 million points per person, all of a sudden you're bursting kind of all the way up. So
Right. It was, I think that's the biggest thing is that a lot of people are thinking like, oh, you have to relic bad characters and like
yeah.
all that kind of stuff. I ended up getting, so we are going to set on average, you need 16.6 million points to get the
Yep.
max crate. We're going to set the minimum to 16 because we have people that are overshooting
Yep.
that and plan to overshoot it. And it will still give us a buffer. So I got 16.2 this last
Okay.
raid, which was the highest I've been. The only Ewok I have at Relics is Nissa.
Yeah.
That I well, so I have other Ewoks at Relics at requirement level Relics, but I don't use them. So because I'm doing all Relic 7 and up
Yep.
runs. So every other team was a trooper and a rebel, pretty much, and Leia solo. Like,
And I think that was the but we all know how large organizations work. You put 50 people in a guild. You're like, I need you to check in the Discord every day to understand what's going on. And not everyone will check in. People have lives, and it's a game, and it's all those other pieces. I think that when we made the decision that, by the way, we're doing this, and no one was threatened, but it was a case of you're going to be expected to carry your weight. All of a sudden, there are a lot of people going like, oh, I need to figure this out. And what was great at that point is we had some people kind of circle back in. And I think Corrin was one of the big people kind of pushing this comp list of, if you know, Corrin is able to get over the 16 million. I think he's around 17 million. He does not have one Ewok relict on his team. And not every character is relic eight as well. So it was this case of like, no, selectively do this. His big thing is, he's only putting the relics on good characters. Yes, some characters have to go to relics. Akbar has to go to seven or eight or some of those games. But
Right.
it's just I was again, I'm jokingly saying 70K was my negative. The fact that we're just gonna hit it, to me, is just awesome. I'm really excited about it. So
Yeah. I mean, I did out of my eight runs, five were at the max tier and three
okay.
were at the Relic 7 tier.
Okay.
So I and those three at Relic 7 had three man teams.
Yep.
So that's not that bad.
It's exciting, and I think the big thing for us it's an extra 2,000 Mark III rewards,
Yeah.
which, and especially when the big debate I think was that there were a number of us that were saying, you will earn back everything you need to put into this. You will earn it back over the life cycle of the raid. And I think there are a lot of people that didn't necessarily believe that math. And look, I'm a firm believer of numbers don't lie, but liars use numbers, which is why I think that we're all skeptical about those things. But the fact that we were able to do it so quickly, the 2,000 extra, we're going to earn that back, especially for people that are putting what, that put one or two relic levels onto characters to make that jump up. So
Yeah.
yeah.
It's so good. Good and bad that we were
Yes.
70,000 short. I think that might be my bantha too. I was thinking about it. I'm like, oh, the bow event's back, and that's kind of
Yeah.
bad. But also, like, 70,000 hurts too. So.
Let's move on. So that brings us to I love you, I know segment. I know it's easy to get jaded by this game, but there's been a reason why we're still playing this game after 8 years. Have we updated that? So
Yeah.
each show we'll talk about things that we enjoyed over the past week or two of Galaxy of Heroes. Sarah, I will start with you.
Oof.
What's your positive for the week?
So having just complained that we were 70,000 short, my positive, not that we were that close. I still, this is gonna sound so weird. So our raid ended yesterday.
Yeah.
And it ended. We got the rewards. I spent it. I like this raid. Like, I'm still really enjoying this raid. And I'm not even exaggerating. Like, 4 hours later, I was like, I would like to do the raid.
I would like a raid, please.
Yeah. I will take one raid, please. It is the weirdest feeling. And I don't know if it's because if it's the cadence. And that we have this gap now where we don't have the raid every day. I honestly couldn't tell you because if it, I don't know if it's just the style of the raid or whatever,
Yeah.
but I'm like, I quite enjoy it. I'm still really liking it. Conquest was great the last couple of weeks. Like, it was fine. There were no major bugs. It worked great, but I'm like, oh, the raid, like.
I think one of the pieces that works for the raid is even if you get delayed and you're doing it in the last couple of hours,
Right.
because it doesn't immediately start right after that, and it's like, oh, I have to do this all over again. That, yeah, it's not the threat of having to do it all over again, which now makes it that I'm excited for the thought of actually going to do it again.
Right.
You know, it never really feels like it snowballs on top.
Yeah, and like it's just so straightforward. I don't know what it is. I go in, I'm like, okay, cool. This worked perfectly. That's a great score. Submit. And then I go to the next thing. And like, I don't know. I just like it.
Yep.
What about
Big
you?
fan. So I'm gonna actually talk about something that I haven't in a long time. I'm really enjoying GAC right now.
Okay.
I am currently 6-1.
That's really good.
I cracked the top 200,
Holy.
and then I got stomped back down again. I'm a pretender in that space, but it's not. I'm enjoying Grand Arena partially because I'm good right now. That always helps. But I really like this no hold meta that we're currently in.
Okay.
I like clearing the board. Like
Yeah.
that's the I'm not someone that gets ex like I get excited when my Saw Gerrera team gets holds in the back because everyone says he's bad. And I don't think he's that bad, but I don't think he's good.
Right.
I just like clearing the board. And I like clearing the board without dropping fights. And I think I've dropped in the 7 matches, I think I've dropped a total of 4 battles, and 3 of them were in the one that I lost.
Right.
I just that's fun for me. Like that's just fun running through it. And I'm enjoying it right now. I'm at a crossroads though. Because I kind of feel like I need to tank my next 2 matches because 3v3 in the top 200 is just not where I belong.
Yeah, you're gonna be like way up there and be like, oh, this is a scary, scary place.
I checked my ranking right before the final fight of the last round, and as I was scrolling down to where I was, 3 spots above me was Xerath,
Oh,
and
gosh.
I'm just like, I don't belong here. Like, I know it's a little bit lower than where he is, but I'm like, I don't belong here. I'm like, I messaged him like, I would love a chance to see how I stacked up, but at the same time, I know that I would be in for a world of pain when that were to happen. So I need to get out of that space for 3v3 very quickly,
Right. Be like
because
that.
starting 0-3 is just that. Then you're just like, I hate GAC and I don't want to play again ever.
Right, exactly. Oh, man. That's funny. That's good though. Like
Yeah.
that's a good little streak.
Yes, it was. It's been a nice run. I haven't been this good in GAC since when Java released. I went 9-0
Oh my God.
because I was the only one for 9 matches in a row that had Java.
Right. So you were just
So
like,
yeah,
great.
so I just set up my defense and I won. And again, it's like I popped up into the top 100, and then they're like, "Oh, you're cute. Go back to where you belong." And they again immediately murdered me back down to the next round, so or the next time through. So
Oh man.
yeah.
Fantastic. Do we have a fleet meta change?
We did get a Profundity just this past week. So that is Arena. I don't know why we still keep a link to Arena in there, but
Me neither.
so last week we were 70% Leviathan, or I guess this was a month ago, 11% Profundity. We are 70% Leviathan, 13% Executor, 10% Profundity
Okay.
as the capital ship. And reinforcements, we are at 70% Mark 6 Interceptor and 64% TIE Dagger.
All right.
So we're about the same place.
There hasn't been much shakeup.
Yeah.
I still don't have a 7-star Leviathan.
Actually, there is a big change in here. Oh no, there isn't. Chimera is still at 6%. I thought that they were that they had popped up. So yeah, Chimera is probably there primarily for the executor counter is probably really why they're in there from that
Yeah.
side. So the probably not necessarily relevant in the ship meta, but have you played around at all with the negotiator counter to the triple attacker
No, and
with
I want to because I just 7-starred my Marauder
yeah.
the other day. So now I'm like, ooh, I can try
It's
this.
fun. It requires some resources into PLO,
Yeah.
which again is a little rough,
Right.
but it works pretty well.
Right. I know that Professor X got distracted. We did not gear our raid teams and we took Plo to Relic 7. So
Could we please get credit for 10K raid points for every relic level on Plo Koon? Please, thank you.
yeah, please and thank you, and we'll be at max. Yeah, no, I keep hearing about it. I'm like, I want to try this because that would be great to have in your arsenal.
It works well, and the first time that I used it, I was too lazy to go find a video to find out how the counter works, and I just button mashed and won. So like those are the best counters in the world.
Really?
Like
Ah.
I stepped down in the tier list and I button mashed to a victory. So this is clearly a good counter.
So I got to use Marauder this last territory battle we
Yep.
had in the Zepho fleet mission, which is it's coded that you need Negotiator for it. And it is night and day when you don't have Marauder in that. Like you actually have to like try when you don't have Marauder and be conscious of what you're doing. And I played it this time with Marauder. I don't know. I was like, I'm just gonna hit auto. Like literally
Yeah.
right away, I hit auto and it was over in 30 seconds. It was so fast. I was like, this is great. I don't even have to do anything.
I mean, those are the best kind of territory battle wins. So,
Exactly.
all
Okay.
right. And with that, last but not least, let's head over to Uncle Owen's Moisture Farm to talk about who and what we are currently farming in game, because everyone knows that work comes before going to Tashi Station to pick up power converters.
Ooh, does it ever?
So what are you doing?
So I am farming the bow requirements
Okay.
still. I think I am pretty much set on raid tunes. I'll probably like take them up a couple of relic levels if I want to, but I don't think I'm going like I'm not going to add anything to Ewoks or anything like
Okay.
that. So really it's just the bow raid or the bow wrecks the requirements for the shards there and their gear. And I guess I'll put gear now that I'm like, okay, I've got my raid themes done. I'm like, I guess I'll put some gear on Kira and do a special mission. I guess that's the next thing. I actually realized that today when I was going into fleet to farm after I did my refreshes on IG-12 and I had leftover energy because I'm not hoarding, my bad. I was like, what do I need to farm here? Because I was farming gear for the raid characters. And now that they're all at relics, I'm just throwing relics onto them. So I realized I was like, I guess I could gear Kira if I have to.
Buddies do special missions. That's the magic.
I know. I gotta do it. So it still feels weird that I'm like, I feel like I'm not working on anything right now. Even though I technically am, I feel like I'm not.
I think CG's going to fix that for us in the next 30 days.
I know, I think they are too. I think I'm gonna be like, okay, I take back what I said.
Although if we just get a if we get a bunch of marquee characters for a legendary event, that still doesn't feel like you're working on anything because until you can start farming shards, you're not working on it.
And like my crystals are going towards Kelleran Beck shipment purchases, which means I'm not refreshing Leviathan. So he's just hanging out there at 6-star still. Like, can I please have some more shards? I'm like, no, I don't need
No,
you.
it's look, you're perfectly fine with what you do. You're
Yeah.
good. Leave it.
You're okay. Don't worry, buddy. Oh, man. I do have. I did take a couple characters to Relic 8 during our last territory battle last week. We had a mishap. What no, it wasn't last week, it was 2 weeks ago. And so I now have a Relic 8 Starkiller, HK, and Darth Maul.
The Darth Maul's not so great.
The Darth Maul is not so great. So it was a detour for what I was working on.
We'll make all that back up in the raid. We'll make
Yeah.
it all back up quickly. So
Totally. What are you working on?
the last couple of weeks and probably for the next week or two, I have been focused on trying to get two of two on the Haven missions outside of Sortie. That was kind of the big gap in my Rise of the Empire kind of plan. And I ran into some interesting data sets and you talked to is it
Eggnards.
Eggnards. It's I want to say Engards every time I read it and I but what got me to start thinking about this, he mentioned that he was using the Night Sisters on Haven. So I took them up to get there and I was partially there because of platoons and other cases. And then Bane on in Old Dirty Blasters and on the HNN server said that he used Maul Mandos there as well and had a ton of success. So I am now a proud owner of Relic 9 Gar Saxon.
No way.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
I got them up to Gar and ISC up to Relic 8 because that was the minimum you needed for there. And I we were we did a little we were on a nice little territory wars run, and I'm like, well, he is a tank, and Project 89 says tanks go to Relic 9, so I did that. And he was so excited by that. Like I messaged him, I'm like, I just took Gar to Relic 9, and he's just so yeah, he's super excited about that just in general because it was a bad decision, but he thinks bad decisions are great decisions. But
They are.
it's becoming really weird in particular on Haven that the good teams turned out not to be a lot of the Galactic Legends.
Yeah, that is a really interesting thing. I've also heard that troopers do really well on Haven.
Phenomenal. They just they even if they the bad guys get off on the rip and kind of take off one of your characters, Dark Trooper Moff Gideon brings all of them back.
So good. So
So
good.
you're back up and running again. So My goal, and I've got to get an Empire tank up and ready to go, but my goal is 100% on the combat missions on the first four zones of all three paths in the next territory battle, outside of the sortie mission, because that one's not solvable yet. I'm having a ton of problem with ships there. I'm doing something dumb, but that's kind of what I'm working on right now. Kind of that it's, I'm tied into Project 89. I did not take Zombie up to Relic 9 because I'm just not ready to do that. Like that was a
Yeah.
bridge too far.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
That does seem like a bridge too far.
So the big question is it going to be Royal Guard? Is it going to be Storm or a Shore Trooper next?
Ooh.
Because they'll both work there. I've got people trying to talk me to Shore Trooper, and I'm just not sure that that's the right long-term decision. So we'll see.
I don't know who you do because I guess, yeah, they're both good.
Yeah.
I mean, as good as they can be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Shore Trooper would be much more interesting if we had one more Imperial Trooper in the game so that you could build a Veers team, an Iden team, and a Moff Gideon team.
Right.
But right now we're one short, and it's Iden is the team that's a little short right now. So
That's unfortunate. Maybe we're gonna get another trooper marquee.
that'd be pretty nuts, but I'm not sure who. I mean, give us an AT-AT driver, I guess. But
I don't know who what trooper we would get if they
yeah.
did that. It would be funny though.
Yep. Just fix that problem that's really not a problem just because I wanted the problem fixed.
Yeah,
So
exactly. So I guess that's it.
that is.
We did it.
We did it.
They're back from vacay, and I have a feeling we're gonna have a ton in 2 weeks.
I think so too. Yep.
I'm a little scared.
It's going to be a jam-packed episode.
It's gonna be, yeah. It'll be fine. Everything's gonna be just fine. Right. I guess we can call it then.
Is. So I guess it's thank you for joining us this week. That ought to do it. And until next time, Chewie, we're home.